Hello, I'm Joe Morgan Stanley, film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Compartment Number 6 starts as a road movie, a railroad movie, and threatens to become a darkly funny horror story. It's in Russian and Finnish with English subtitles and playing in theaters in L.A. and New York. A young Finnish student in Moscow boards a train in the dead of winter that's bound for the Arctic port of Murmansk, then finds herself stuck with a thuggish Russian sleeping car companion. Her name is Laura, and his name is Loha. She's enchanted by archaeology, and she's hoping to see rock carvings that are 10,000 years old. He's a smoker, boozer, and latter-day caveman who's headed for work in a mine near the Arctic Circle. He's already turned their tiny compartment into a garbage dump, and the train hasn't yet left the station. If that sounds like a claustrophobic trip for moviegoers as well, it's anything but. This is a beautiful film about strangers on a train coming to terms with each other as they make peace with their troubled selves. On the surface, it doesn't compute that the two would have anything in common. She's gay, or at least she has recently been involved with a woman we see briefly during a preface in a cozy Moscow apartment. The time is the late 1990s. He broods and glowers when he isn't coming on to her with hilarious insolence and invincible ignorance. He couldn't care less about rock carvings when she tells him how old they are. His response is, "So what?" To which she can only say something bland about understanding the present by knowing the past. But an understanding of the present can also be increased by seizing it fully, and both of them begin to do that out of an urgent need for human connection. These two obviously don't belong together in the grand scheme of things, yet there they are in compartment number 6, and Laura's affection for Loha grows to the point of her taking a chance on him when he holds out the promise of nighttime adventure during a layover in St. Petersburg. For those with a burning interest in rock carvings, I'll say only that she gets to where she needs to go with his help, and that the weather on their arrival, both meteorological and emotional, seems warmer than one might have expected. For those with a hunger for surprising, affecting films, I'd say seek this one out by all means. Loha's style is blunt, but he's as vulnerable as he is tough. Laura is outwardly, touchingly plain, but her beauty comes from within. In a movie that's mainly about self-discovery, the woman she's believed herself to be and the woman she is are hugely and equally endearing. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.